And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Again, Pete's going to be down in the East Cape having a great time at Palmas de Cortez and Rancho Llanero, but Corey and I have a great one today. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacific is joining us. We're going to be talking fishing, tuna fishing, inshore, offshore, the whole nine. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and totally stoked to be in here with you, Rick. And just, man, I love this time of the year.
Yeah,
I do.
No doubt.
A little bit of fall. And
fall's where it's at. This is like we joked about it yesterday. This is the first time it actually feels a little bit like fall. I mean, you say fall happened a few weeks ago, but it's still 100 degrees at my house. But this is it, man. Weather starts to get right, and the fishing has been fantastic.
Dude.
And what good times to have the guy that we're going to hang with for the next couple hours, Andrew Viola from the Pacifica. Man, it has been, it's been such a cool year and good fishing, and the fall is just sure not showing any times of slowing down, man.
No, not at all. You know, this is, you know, if this year holds true to what we've seen the last 4 or 5 years, this is bluefin season.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the fall. This is bluefin season, and I know, you know, so far this year, it's been good. It's been really good.
It's been so fun to watch, like, how things, you know, progress. And, like, now that we've got a few years of this, I mean, you never count, you know, it's fishing. Like, you never count your eggs before they're hatched kind of thing. But we all are kind of licking our chops going into this time of year, knowing the last couple of years, in terms of those big bluefins, this seems to have been when they let their guard down a little bit more, and there's some really good catches, you know, between now and, honestly, now in December, the last couple of years. And how do you feel things are shaping up? I mean, is that a possibility of something we might be looking forward to? Or?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. We joke on board all the time about how, like I said, the last few years, how October and November has been better fishing than June and July,
yeah.
Which is, you know, somewhat, you know,
it's crazy. It's totally crazy.
It's crazy. But, you know, I feel like it's got the it's got all the ingredients to shape up to be a good fall again this year. The fish is still here. There is still a tremendous amount of them, obviously, fishing being fishing. We never know what's going to happen, but the one thing that we do know is they're still here.
Yeah.
They're still here, and it's up to them to start biting, which, you know, obviously we have our fingers crossed to get another crack at them. But,
and they're still bluefin. Weird things, and they all of a sudden they bite like nails, and then everybody's convinced they're gone, and then they circle back around, and they're below you, and it's great fishing, and then there's giant ones, and then all of a sudden they're mixed up in sizes, like they're just a they're a weird one.
Yeah, and this year I think has been a little bit different in the fact that they've been available pretty much all year long. You know, in the past, you know, summer months we fish for yellowfin or Dorado or whatever, which is great. You know, we love that type
of
fishing. But it seems like this year, a little more so than the past, the opportunity to have a really good day of bluefin fishing has been there all year long. It's been a resource that, you know, like I said, that really hasn't ever gone away since we started running. I think June 12th it was.
It's so cool having that fish around and the size that is around. And not necessarily just the big ones. I know the big ones, I always steal the show and the highlight, but I mean, you literally can hop on the Pacifica today and go fishing, you know, 6-7 hours away from home and have a shot at a 12-pounder or a 350-pounder.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Every single size in between. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Like I said, it's just phenomenal what they bring to the table and the they always keep you in suspense.
I'll bet.
They always keep you in suspense. You never, like you say, you never know if it's going to be a 12-pounder or a 300-pounder. You never know if, you know what I mean, it's going to be the stop where they don't bite or the stop that they do bite. Or, you know, you hit the same school three times. The first two times they don't bite. The third time they do. They always keep you guessing.
That's cool. So now tell us a little bit about the bluefin. It's an awesome operation you're running out of C4 Sport
Thank
Fishing.
You.
We love the boat. Keo kind of talked about it a little bit last week. Gave like what we joked was like the best accolade ever in Ken Corwin. You know, a guy that rides every boat in the fleet and is just as good of a fisherman as they come. And he was just raving about the bait system on the Pacific. I said there's not a boat that goes fishing that holds better bait than you guys do. But give us a little rundown about the boat, the type of trips you guys do, where you do it, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, not just to backtrack too much, but Ken is a great fisherman. He's also a great person.
He
is the man. He's, you know, someone I aspire to be like. You know, he's just very even keeled, very fair, and really loves this industry and takes care of the people, not only from the professionals to the rookies. So it's
totally.
That's a huge shout out to Ken. We love Ken, and we're very fortunate to be friends
with
him.
Just a super low key mellow guy.
Yeah, and very humble.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's one of the best fishermen I know, and you know, you won't see him out there flexing his biceps.
I love it.
No screaming, like
no.
Just all good.
No, and more than happy to teach anyone how to do what he does.
But he raves about your bait system.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as the boat goes, I mean, one, as far as the bait tank, I lost a lot of sleep over it. It was one of the things we did when we bought the boat, you know, formerly being the Dominator. There was a few things that, you know, we just wanted to make our own, the bait tank being one of them. And, like I said, I lost a lot of sleep over that thing. We kind of built ours with John Conniff on the Islander. The same guy made both of our bait tanks, and we both kind of collaborated ideas and stuff like that. I know that I personally went walked the docks, and I think I measured 25 different bait tanks.
No kidding. That's cool.
Drew pictures, took notes of everything I liked and didn't like, and then measured the back deck of the boat about 100 times to figure out what I could fit and what would be, you know.
What's too much, what's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what will obviously keep the bait alive the best. And, you know, like I said, I lost a lot of sleep. I'm happy the way it came out. It holds bait well, and and it fits the boat right.
That's awesome.
And face it, it's one of the key ingredients to success.
You know,
it really is. I mean, you can have the best captains, the coolest boat, but the bait system is truly one of the key ingredients in having Everingham to...
Oh, yeah, they've been great this year, too.
Make sure that you have enough to load it up with is key, too.
Those guys over at Everingham, they, man, they work hard.
We talk about it all the time, but, like, you can't help but take it for granted that, you know, like, our whole industry, like, it just revolves around it. And if that bait doesn't happen, I mean, think about how many swings of bait get loaded into boats every single day. Every boat in the fleet has been running every day for months now, and every skiff and every everything. And, like...
And how many issues?
It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't.
Like, you don't pull up to that dock and get turned away because there isn't bait there. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Like, in the peak of the year, like, our worst-case scenario, if the bait's rationed a small amount or the bait's not been in the box for 2 weeks, that's the biggest issue. Not like, oh, there isn't any. Good luck. Go find it on your own. They're just there. Yeah, they are the absolute unsung heroes of our
And you guys are able to hold bait from trip to trip and kind of cure one of the sides out, I'm sure, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're pretty lucky, too. We've got a fairly large slammer for, you know, a local boat. Being, you know, we do 1 to 3 day trips, but our slammer's, you know, pretty sizable for the boat, and we normally have that as like an insurance policy, you know, because nothing's 100%, and as hard as the guys do work, they can't control when the water gets above 75 degrees in the harbor, or you know, sometimes they're a little bit harder to catch because when it comes down to, you know, bait fishing, it's fishing.
And, sure.
So we kind of always have our slammers, little insurance policy, not only to take care of ourselves, but, you know, it also helps those guys out on the barge, you know, if we're not there wiping them clean every night.
And bait is bait. You know, if the sardines are all 5 inches or they're 4 inches or they're 8 inches, like that, you catch what is available to be caught. So it's nice to know that you've got some hook bait as a little back pocket, just in case.
Yeah, exactly. little insurance policy.
Yeah, no doubt. So the boat runs out of Seaforth. What's the length of trips that you guys are most commonly running? I know the boat runs full speed this time of year. Mm-hmm. What is it that you guys mostly do?
So, you know, we've kind of geared ourselves as the kind of the day and a half. The day and a half run has kind of been our forte, I guess I would call it. With obviously, you know, we mix in some longer trips, some 2.5 days and stuff like that. And then obviously once a week, you know, we filter in a 1 day trip or, you know, whatever. You know, we do a little bit of everything, but primarily a day and a half is kind of our run, just because I know personally, I don't like going home while the sun's still up. I feel like I'm leaving something on the table.
Totally. And this year, there has been a lot of days made in those last few hours. You know, if you didn't have that, you know, option of fishing until the sun was going down, there's been a lot of days this year that were made in those few hours that I you know, I'm not in your position, but I just can't imagine the feeling of you driving home and then hearing all your, you know, all the guys you work with, you know, starting to get them. Oh, they're starting to float now when you're driving away. That's got to just be the worst thing in the world.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, on the flip side of that, there's always the, you know, the days where it's really good and you have limits at 8 o'clock in the morning. And like, all right, well, obviously we can't just go in. I'm not geared to just put my feet up on the dash and go into cruise control. So we've got to always go into search mode. But those days where it's really good early would be, you know, obviously a 1 day trip would be a little bit better.
Sure.
You know, there's always the grass is always greener, I guess.
Totally. So talk about this. The fishing right now is unique, and we mentioned a little bit yesterday in that you've got options on which direction you point the boat. There's still great yellowfin and Dorado and yellowtail fishing down south, and then there's great bluefin fishing. You know, it's trophy hunting, and the you know, it's not a guarantee when you go out fishing for the big ones, but you guys seem to do such a good job with that. How do you make a decision like that when there are two really good options at play right now?
You know, it's different every day. You know, like you say, you could point it for Santa Barbara Island or you could point it for Colonnette. We kind of gear it, you know, depending on the length of trip. You know, on a shorter trip, we like to, you know, the kelp patty thing is a little bit better option for us on an overnight trip. But if we're a day and a half or longer, we like to focus on the bluefin if we can, if it's available, if it's a viable option.
Sure.
And, you know, if we have a charter or something like that, you know, we'll kind of collaborate with our charter master or kind of feel out the group on, you know, if they're more of a bluefin group or more of a, you know, a lot of bites type of group.
Yeah. We had guys in the tackle store yesterday that kept wanting to, you know, they're like, well, what are we going to do? Where are we going? Are we going to go fish big ones? And, you know, we just kept saying the same thing. Like, there's not a guy in this fleet that drives a boat that's not going to make the very best decision he feels possible for the group of guys. Whatever, you know, whatever you know, you behind the wheel, and I'm sure your colleagues all say the same thing, whatever you think the best opportunity for providing the right trip, it's, you know, that decision's always going to be made.
Oh, yeah, I joke with the people every night. Every time we leave the dock, my plan is limits.
Yeah.
Limits, every night. That's my plan.
Yeah.
And where my mind wanders from that is kind of different every night. But, yeah, like you say, my beard's going gray because I'm always stressing about trying to make the right choice and taking care of our people.
Well, you guys are sure doing the right job. I mean, the boat's just—it looks so good. The fishing speaks for itself, and more than anything, the customer speaks for itself. I mean, you guys have such the awesome reputation. You and your partner Ali are both like the fishing has been awesome, and obviously you guys take care of people the right way because you just hear nothing about good things coming out of the Pacifica.
Oh, I appreciate it. I think we're very fortunate to have the following that we do. Especially this year with things being so tough, and like I said, we love our people, and we're pretty fortunate to have them.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we got just an awesome show going on today, Corey.
Yeah, we do, Rick. And if you want to join us, give us a shout at 833-288-0973. Have a question for Andrew, or hey, you want to text us too? As you've heard, we've had the new option available, and it's only through the app. So, hey, if I can download the app and do it myself, it's pretty darn easy, right? So only through the app, you can send a text. Rick will get them via email. He can't respond or that kind of thing, but definitely leave your name and just a cool way to do it.
It's fun, yeah. The text thing has been really great for the show, and we thought that, you know, a few people would fire a question in, and it has been overwhelmingly successful. You know, we obviously would love to read all of them, but it's great. And if you just don't have the time to hang in, you don't necessarily want to be on the air, but you got a question, Andrew, yeah, shoot us a text through that app. It's super easy, and we'll try to read as many of them as we can. It's just a really cool option, an easy way, and that app, it really is. I know we talk about it all the time, but it is the best way to listen to the show. It's totally free anywhere you're at, anytime, whether you want to listen live or you want to listen on your drive home. It's just punch it up. It's right there. All the archive shows are on there. It's the way to go.
It's super easy. But again, give us a shout this morning at 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup and the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% off on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and the Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. There will also be a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, man. And hey, again, give us a shout, 833-288-0973. Andrew's been gracious enough to give us a day and a half trip to give away, and super cool, Andrew.
Yeah, that's awesome,
yeah,
man.
Somebody's
going to
be
very much.
Super, super stoked.
I was
going to
say, it was clear that it's going to be a very busy morning having Andrew on, because already every single phone line is full. But, yeah, a day and a half trip on the Pacifica, that's awesome, man. Thank you very much. I know the guys will be stoked, and some very good fishing going on and a lot to talk about. And, Corey, let's jump into them. Let's get it started.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Tom Cohn from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome. Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My question is about fog. You know, we've had some foggy nights lately, and I was wondering, from Andrew's perspective as a professional operator, how do you predict when it's going to be foggy? How do you operate differently? And then maybe also for those of us who have little skiffs and want to go out lobster fishing or go up to La Jolla, you know, how could we forecast when it's going to be foggy? We don't have radar in these little boats, and how would you advise us to operate if we find ourselves caught out in the fog?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, with extreme caution. You know, whenever we're out, you know, safety is the number one thing. Catching a fish always comes second. for us, you know, when we're fishing in fog, we pretty much just hope that we can find them with our sonar, because the binoculars are more or less useless, depending on how thick the fog is. You know, other than that, you know, it's not very predictable. I mean, pretty much what we do is when there's a lot of fog around us, we're pretty much calling guys, hey, are you in this fog over here? Are you seeing it there? Because, you know, you never know really when it's going to burn off, when it's going to come rolling in. Or how thick it's going to be. So it's pretty much on-the-spot communication with myself and other guys.
And thankfully, we don't get like that San Francisco-style day after day after day. I mean, it usually comes in a 1 or 2 or 3 day period at the most. And,
yeah.
and like you're saying, it's kind of spotty and spider-webbed,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, we dealt with it for about a week. I think it was a little over a week ago. We had, I don't know, 5 or 6 days of fog here and there. And it definitely made it tough, especially because most of the fish we've been catching has been found with binoculars, more so than the sonar. So it was definitely another hurdle for us to jump. But like I said, the biggest thing is communicating with each other and like I said, making sure that we're safe first and foremost. As far as like lobster fishing and stuff like that goes, obviously I wouldn't be getting too close to the jetty or anything like that. You know, I know that, man, there was one night we were coming out of Seaforth. We call it the baffle there, that first little short jetty. I couldn't even see it when we were driving through it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, that's, you know, what's that thing, 100 feet across,
yeah.
That little entrance right there? Yeah, I couldn't see the jetty on either side.
Wow.
So, that night for sure, I wouldn't recommend hoop netting.
The thing is, yeah, I think you said it very best. The first words you said were you're thinking about your safety. And in regards to Tom's question, like, what do you do in a small boat in the fog? I hate to say you just don't go. You know what I mean? If you don't have the equipment that allows you to see and navigate and be safe, just sit that one out. And it sucks because, you know, I get it. You know, when work aligns and you finally get an opportunity to go, but it's just not worth it. If it's going to be that style of fog, if it's really dense and there's an opportunity for you getting hurt or you hurting somebody else, no matter how inadvertent it would be on both sides, it's probably best to just sit it out.
And this time of the year usually comes after our 95-degree day.
Oh, yeah.
After a super hot day, and then the next day is going to be 10 degrees colder. You can nearly guarantee there's going to be some condensation in the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, if you do get caught out in it, you know, it kind of comes up on you unexpectedly. You know, use the resource, you know, the tools that you have available to.
Totally.
If you don't have a radar, you know, you should have a VHF radio, you know, get in contact with, you know, guys that you know around or guys that you might think are around. You know, if you've got a horn, you know, you use your fog horn. You know, if you've got a chart plotter, you know, obviously navigating by plotter isn't, you know, within, you know, a couple hundred feet isn't exactly recommended, but that's all you got.
But you're going to get home.
Yeah, you know what I mean, and go slow.
Sure.
Go slow. You know, doing 30 knots through the fog isn't a good move, in my opinion.
No doubt. Tom, that's a good call, though. Thanks for getting us started this morning. It does bring up something that I do have a question of, Andrew. You said that a lot of the fishing you've been doing this year is with binoculars or with eyeballs, and what is it? Well, one, maybe what does that mean, and what is it that you're looking for when you're fishing bluefin? And I know that's a loaded question and it's everything, but kind of give us a rundown what that means when you said most of your fishing is done with your eyeballs.
You know, it means the fish is up on the surface. You know, when it's sonar fishing, the fish is down there 120, 180 feet, but recently here the fish has been in the first, you know, surface down to 60 feet is where we've been seeing them. And, you know, we're looking for anywhere from birds, you know, just birds are a lot of the time a telltale sign of just life, you know, any sign of life. And it could be anything from you just see one fish come up and stick his nose out of the water and you drive that way. And next thing you know, there's a giant school waiting for you, or, you know what I mean, a foamer. We all love mm-hmm. the foamers. You know, those are tough to miss. Or even something as subtle as a breezer, or as we call them, flat spots. You know, it's just a real light ripple on the surface, or just, you know, which is, you know, fish 3-4 feet below the surface, just making the texture just a touch different. That's what we look for. I tell the guys, just look, you know, if you're not sure about a breezer or a flat spot, just look for something that's a little bit different than everything else.
Is there one, I gotta say, like, that is the thing that impresses me the most about guys like yourselves and guys that are on the water all the time, is the ability to see that on a not ideal day. You know, when it's absolutely slick grease calm and there's a breezer up, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Oh, yeah.
But when it's a little choppy and a little breezy and there's wind lines everywhere, to see that is what really separates the cream, you know, the cream from the rest of it. And it's really impressive, because I know I don't got it, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think anyone really has it. You know, it takes a lot of patience and a lot of focus. You know, even you know, myself and the crew, we spend a lot of time staring at wind lines, like,
sure.
Is that it? It's not it. Is that it? Oh, okay, that's not it. All right, we're gonna keep going. And the biggest thing is the fact, you know, we always have at least three sets of binoculars going.
Totally.
You know, because I could miss something, or one of the guys in the, you know, on the roof could miss something, or I could be, you know, staring at a wind line that I think might be a breezer, and, you know, whatever. It's just the more pair of binoculars, the better.
Totally. What is there a scenario when you're driving that you're licking your chops more than another, like, of those visual signs? I mean, when you see a breezer, or you see a foamer, or you see, you know, a bunch of fish chipping and a bird on it, like, is there one sign where you're like, okay, this is what I've been waiting for all day? What's the visual sign that gets you the most fired up when you're rolling into them?
The visual sign, you know, I would say it's all circumstantial. You know, I know that the foamers really get everyone all riled up, unfortunately. don't normally catch a whole lot of
those
foamers.
Yeah, right. That's exactly why I was asking the question. Because you'd think, of course, well, the white water's going crazy and they're everywhere, but they're not necessarily the best for production, right?
No, not at all. You know,
Everybody gets in such a lather that, for lack of a better term, right?
You know, I guess the best thing I look for is when there's a bunch of other boats stopped with blood coming out of their scuppers.
Right?
hoping that we're next, right?
Yeah, totally. That's cool. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Arnie. Good morning, Arnie. Calling from Vista. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Arnie?
Good morning, Ricky, Corey, and Andrew. And, man, I tell you what, I am fired up today, guys, because today it's Charter Challenge Day. Andrew, I have the fortune of having Andrew as the captain of our San Diego chapter boat, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tonight.
Yes, sir. Yeah, can't wait, man. You know, I got guys emailing me, asking me questions, and just telling me they're all charged up, ready to go, bud.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think we've got Penn along as a sponsor for our trip tonight.
That's
awesome.
Yes,
they sure are, and they gave us a bunch of nice goodies.
All right, I'm sure the people will appreciate that.
So this is for the CCA. It's like it's the Charter Challenge where there's several different boats all kind of representing the different areas of CCA, and you guys are all going to go out fishing and fun competition, and more than anything, a great way to raise some good money for CCA, which certainly with everything going on, the governor signed an executive order that AB 3030, never more important to be putting our money behind the guys that are taking care of us going fishing. So
it's
going to be a fun night. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I hope you guys get them. You're certainly in good hands, Arnie.
Yeah, we have spots left, guys. So, I mean, it isn't too late. You can still sign up. I have spots left on our boat. And, come on out, man. It's going to be an awesome time. I got Wayne's going to be riding with me tonight. And
all right.
I'll tell you what, you know something? It's going to be a great time. But, I'm sorry about you San Diego fans. I'm sorry about the Padres. But my Dodgers win. I tell you what, this is the
only Arnie,
time.
We can't really hear you anymore. Yeah. I don't know what happened. We kind of lost the signal there. But anyways, it was nice. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know, man. Hey, this is the only time, Ricky, you're gonna hear me yell "Beat LA, Beat LA."
Well, Arnie, have a great time tonight. We'll hopefully look forward to hearing from you soon. Maybe give us a call next week and let us know about all the big bluefins you guys caught in the Pacifica.
Heck yeah, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man. And if somebody wants to jump on and get one of those last spots to join that CCA Charter Challenge and fish on the Pacifica, how do we go that through CCA? Is it done through C4 Sport Fishing? How does somebody grab one of those last spots? All right. And I'm sure you could call C4 Sport Fishing. They could put you in touch with it, whether it's...
Yeah, I think it's right on their website, on their CCA website. There's like a little cart you can, pick your
perfect.
Boat.
So, jump right on the CCA Cal website and you can link through right there. And I'm sure if you needed, you could probably call C4th and they could put you in touch with the means to do so. But it's going to be a fun night for sure.
Yeah, a chance to fish with Wayne and Arnie.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Definitely going to be fun. Well, hey, we've got a bunch of texts that have been rolling through again, like Corey mentioned at the beginning of the show. If you want to join us via text, shoot us a question on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And this one is from Daniel from Los Angeles. He said, I've been following along and really looking forward to fishing the Pacific. And I do have a question about bluefin. He said, what do you think about day and three-quarter trips? Do they yield any bigger fish? Are they more suited for bluefin, having two night times to fish? Are you planning on running any of them? And as a second question, will you run into January if the bluefin are still biting?
Good questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, so we'll definitely be going. As long as there's something to catch and people want to go catch them, we'll be going.
Awesome.
That's for sure. As far as the day and three-quarter trip, we started doing that, was it 2 or 3 years ago? That was more geared around when it was the only time to catch them was at night. So far this year, I mean, given our last two-day trip, we did have a pretty epic night bite for the guys. but primarily, most of our fishing's been during the day. We haven't done a whole lot at night yet this year, or even really last year. We had a couple standout days, but I know when we started doing that, that was when... it was pretty much primarily nighttime fishing, or pretty much driving around all day waiting for it to get dark.
There was a weird time when that was it. The only way you were going to catch those things was in the dark, getting over a school and catching them on a flat fall or a sinker rig or whatever. And that was it. Like the daytime, you'd pick off one or two, and then as soon as it would get dark, you could get on a school and bend the whole boat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You spend the whole day looking at them, and then something about it getting dark, then they start snapping.
So day and three-quarter, which is something you guys kind of pioneered, or at least certainly put on the map, ran a lot of, you basically would, it would just give you two of those evenings, two night bites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, leave mid-morning or whatever, that way you're out on the grounds, you know, by sundown, have that night to fish, and then the following day, and then the following night, and then being in the, you know, the third morning.
But now, with a lot of the daytime fishing, in theory, if you did something like that, you would be spending a lot more time in the boat in what would be considered a less productive time of day.
Right now. I mean, as long as nothing changes, yeah. If we're going out tonight, you know, I feel like we'd be traveling during the day when, you know, that would be the time
we
to catch something.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, and then just kind of getting out there at nighttime to, you know, maybe get a bite, you know, a night bite, which is, you know, never far fetched. But like I said, this year most of our fishing's been during the day.
That's it. Good call. Appreciate the text very much, Daniel. Yeah, thanks very much. Corey,
all right.
Why don't we jump back into him?
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Don. Don Cole from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm hearing Arnie and the Dodgers really clear here in Woodland Hills, guys.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We're going to lose you, too. It's just weird. Yeah, weird reception going on this morning.
Hey, my question is about using a sinker rig for these bluefin. And any particular style of way of hook the bait in the nose, either up through or sideways, and then using a ringed hook or non-ringed hook?
So definitely, you know, we're always side to side through the nose, through that little piece of cartilage there. And then as far as a ringed or non-ringed hook, that's total personal preference. We've had equal amount of success on both. We do recommend the circle hook. That would be, as far as the hook goes, that would be the most important side of things. Just because that sinker rig, 9 times out of 10, they really inhale it. And with that sinker there, there's a split second for you to catch up to your slack and, you know, pick up that slack and get that hook stuck in the corner of the mouth. Whereas a J hook, you know, would typically, you know, might get them a little bit deeper and you
off.
Yeah, suffer the risk of getting chewed through. Yeah. So, as long as it's a circle hook, I think, you know, ringed or non-ring, that's up to you, but, definitely a circle hook.
And I asked a question yesterday, and I'm going to ask you, Andrew, is the sinker rig primarily a bluefin thing, or is it also used on the yellowfin? I mean, that's just coming from me.
No, I mean, we catch some yellowfin with it, for sure, especially those bigger ones we've been seeing this year, those 40 to 70 pounders or whatever they are, man. We've got quite a few of those on the sinker rig. But I would say primarily it is a bluefin thing, but, you know, don't be afraid to try it with the yellowfin.
So on the yellowfin, you might have maybe the smaller fish up top and the bigger fish are down below, or is it just the school of bigger fish are tend to be a little deeper?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the bigger fish are a little bit deeper. I think it's more successful when it's a little tougher to get a bite, especially with yellowfin. When they're on the corner, you know, eating Cheetos.
You can get it done anyway.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't really recommend a sinker rig. But when it's a little tougher to get a bite and we're soaking them a little bit longer. And
interesting.
Yeah, that'd be the time to maybe try something different.
We also had something come up. How does a guy figure out what the right size sinker to fish is? Is it based on wind? Is it based on current? Is it based on how deep you're seeing them on the machines?
Like, all of that.
Okay.
All of that. Yeah, we tell people, you know, we've had fishing anywhere from 2-ounce sinkers to 10-ounce sinkers, mm-hmm. you know. If the fish is, you know, real deep, obviously you want a bigger sinker. If there's a lot of current, a lot of wind, and the boat's moving real quick while drifting, you know, you want a heavier sinker. You know, it's all circumstantial.
It seems like that's something. I know you spent a lot of years on the American Angler, and it seemed like that was a style of fishing that was plenty commonplace on long trips down below, tuna fishing. Like, that was always a way a guy would catch one. Everybody's fly line in the bay, not getting one, and one guy in the morning or one guy in the middle of the day pick one off on a sinker rig. And now it seems to be pretty commonplace where, you know, the last few years, tuna fishing at home, you very rarely ever saw somebody rubber band a sinker on. Is it just because you think that's the mode that the fish have been in lately, or is that something that we've kind of missed the boat because it's just not what you do?
Well, you know, I think everything we do, we've kind of adapted to fish like the long range guys do. Everything from the kite to the, you know, the sinkers to, you know, everything. We've kind of adapted their way of doing things, and it's been pretty successful up this way.
That is a good way to look at it. I never thought about it like that. You're absolutely right. I mean, you rewind everything back 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Not every overnight boat went out with helium tanks and balloons and kites and kite rigs and flat falls in the dark and...
No, not at all. I mean, you know, there's everything. You know.
But we also weren't catching 300 pounders.
No. So. No, I mean, yeah. What was that? You just needed a couple mustads and you were good.
It's like Clarion just got about 1,000 miles closer to home.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool. Well, we're certainly having fun doing it. And hey, again, appreciate the call, Don, very much. Good luck
Thanks,
with that.
Guys.
We got another text I'd like to read. This one says, good morning, gentlemen. Questions for Andrew. Do you prefer on your trips a longer top shot of mono or fluoro, or do you like Spectra with a small 3 to 5 foot top shot? I've noticed some guys on shorter trips who get bit like crazy with the short top shots, and then other trips where guys are in crazy tangles. Thanks for that, and that was from Brian Wilson.
So, to answer that one, you know, it all depends. Same thing on the weather. You know, if it's real choppy, I wouldn't recommend Spectra straight to fluoro just because you risk the chance of pulling a hook. It does get bit very well. That kind of stealthy, more, you know, I don't even know how to put it, just real stealthy, finesse-type fishing. It does get bit very well. It is harder to fish because, like I said, you do pull more hooks, and you definitely have to have a rod to match it. If you have a rod that's real stiff, you're going to, you know, be pulling a lot more hooks.
A little
like
longer rod, a little softer tip section.
Yeah, because you got
something else to absorb that lack of stretch that
you
got to
have some give somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if it's choppy or, you know, you might have a little bit stiffer rod, I mean, even on our crew rods, you know, we put, you know, 15, 20 feet of mono on just as a shock absorber. That's mm-hmm. all it's there for is just to, you know, that rubber band effect, you
sure.
know, kind of ease the load on everything.
And I think just have a little, you know, I mean, I don't know another way to say this, but just have a little awareness of your skill set. Like, it is tougher to fish. There's no mm-hmm. doubt about it. And if you, as you become a lot more proficient in following your bait around and knowing what your bait's doing and knowing what the guy next to you is doing, you know, as you become more aware of that, it becomes a little easier to fish. And as you're getting used to it, it can hamper every bit as much as it can help, you know, because
oh, yeah.
you can get a false sense of thinking that you are attached, you know, that you're tight to your bait because the Spectra, like, you know, you transmit the vibration so much. You can have a bunch of loose line in the water and
oh, yeah.
still feel your sardine, but you're not attached to them, and it floats differently. And, you know, I think just kind of being somewhat aware, you can hamper as much as you can help.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it is a little bit more difficult to cast as well.
Totally.
Know? But you know, I don't want to steer people away from it because it is very effective.
No doubt.
It is very effective, but like I said, it just takes, you know, maybe a little bit softer rod and a little bit more practice than a little piece of mono. A little piece of mono definitely makes things easier.
Goes a long way. Well, that's a cool text, Daniel. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we return on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more from Andrew. And again, we're giving away a day and a half trip on the Pacifica. Like, are you kidding me? Give us a shout, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And as this bluefin season gets rolling along, really I want to talk about that I just think they did such a great job with, relatively new to that lineup, is that Shimano Speedmaster. Speedmaster is a great two-speed option that is a lot easier on the pocketbook than the higher-end cousin, the Talica. Talica's still greatest two-speed ever made, and I'm not going to say that a Speedmaster is the same thing. It's not, but it is a extremely nice reel, great great drags, really smooth, really good torque at a, you know, at a cost that all of us can afford. Provides big power and available in sizes from a 12 all the way up to a 25. So if you're looking for a reel to fly line a bait on 40 pound or drop a flat fall on 80 pound, it's a very viable option.
Is it something a guy can go in the shop and buy now, Rick? No. Fisherman's Landing?
Today, yeah. Got them in stock. I mean, you can find a very nice two-speed reel at less than $350, $250 even, for that 12, and have yourself a really, really nice two-speed outfit. Check it out today at your local Shimano dealer, or check out Shimano.com.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO with knives, Psycho Pro fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm sure having a fun time in studio this morning, Rick.
Certainly some good fishing going on, all kinds of great info going on. And, boy, if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Again, give us a call, 833-288-0973, or get us on the text. Lots of great text questions coming through. Been a lot of fun going on right now. And with that, it's time to find out what's biting, Corey.
Let's do it. The Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, Rick. And now through October 16th, while supplies last, get 25% off smoked fish and tuna jerky. The big sale is valid at their Liberty Station location, or they'll ship it to you. Just give them a call at 619-255-3218. Like I said, they'll ship it to you anywhere. 25% off the jerky, and while supplies last, you got to remember that, because when it's gone, it's gone, and they'll ship it straight to you. Just check out fishermansprocessing.com.
That's certainly a great call. Well, let's head on up to the spot that Brian Kiyohara said is the ground where they like to poach everybody for all the good boats down here, and that's our man, Captain Brian Woolley out of Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening this morning?
We're doing great. Woolley, how are you?
All good, man. Awake and a day off, so it's kind of nice.
All right. Those are two great things. Yeah, right on.
Yeah, solid, for sure. Well, hey, we had, good weather week, for sure. Again, you know, our water temps in our sector here, they've been hanging tough at about 70 a couple days, 71 degrees, kind of depending on what that sun's doing, poking through the clouds and whatnot. But local bass scene has been pretty good. I'd say plenty of opportunity along the kelp, or what's left of some of the kelp here, and over the hard bottom. We're starting to see some nice sheephead too, you know, as that commercial lobster gear soaks, you know, we're going to see more and more of that sheephead in our counts. So those things group up, those pesky things, you know, eating the leg up those lobsters. So we'll do our best to catch some of those, keep those lobster guys happy.
Do your
and
part.
Then we're seeing, yeah, exactly, do our part. It keeps us in lobster dinners too. So also some small bonito as well in the mix along some of these same spots. But, you know, 1 to 3 pound bonito zipping around along the edge of the kelp was always exciting on some of that lighter line. three-quarter day, still, you know, we're still out in that deeper water. We're seeing some real nice mixed bags of that rockfish. Plenty of other filler stuff in there as well, like that sculpin and whitefish. But I know I talk about it, it seems like every single week, but that 100 or 80-gram cold sniper jig, that thing has just been smashing those rockfish. Quality reds and the quality of the grouper that comes off that jig is second to none. So make sure if you're coming fishing with us, have an appropriate setup, like a 300 size reel on an 8-foot medium action rod loaded with braid and a couple of those jigs, and you'll go home with a nice bag of fish.
That's
over
a...
at Catalina. Go ahead. What was that?
Oh, I was just going to say, that Colt Sniper is such an impressive thing. Like, I just always think about how rare it is that the one of the very best lures you can have to catch a red is also the best thing to catch a bonita, and also the best thing to catch a big yellowfin tuna, and also the best thing to drop for a big bluefin. Like,
they
that
catch
is
everything.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, no, that thing was a home run for sure, right? That thing is just so you can catch whatever you want on that thing. So it's definitely have a couple of those in your box, no doubt about it. Over at Catalina, I think I was going to Catalina there.
Yeah.
Well, the Bonito has been pretty much the mainstay over there, taking up the limelight. Good mixed grade on that stuff, anywhere from, you know, again, that small 1 to 5 pound stuff to some flat-out bruiser 10-pound fish over there. And along with that Bonito, that smaller firecracker yellowtail has kind of been in the mix with that too. And that's all been around, you know, backside, middle, maybe a little bit around the east end. Can't even really fish the front of the island for that stuff with the sea lions and all that. So it's all been around the back. Over offshore at Clemente, or, you know, legit offshore, the Furies have been having some great trips too. His kelp patty fishing, he's had some great yellowtail fishing this last week with some solid hits on that stuff. He's found some kelps that are just absolutely loaded with that smaller yellowtail, some Dorado and skipjack in his count. He had a two-day trip this week. They got back on Wednesday, and this is pretty impressive. They had 25 anglers. They had 175 yellowtail. Okay, so you can do the math on that. It's not all small fish if you have 175 fish.
Wow.
It's 60 skipjack, 10 Dorado, a couple bluefin, and then they have full limits of quality rockfish, 250 rockfish on top of all that other stuff.
Yeah.
That's
getting
it done.
Biting, right?
Wow.
That was flat out biting. So good fishing. If you guys want to hop on a trip, you know, Marcus does have a few open party trips on the books for the remainder of the month. But, you know, fishing locally here is just as good. So call us here at number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com. Also, I'm going to throw it out there. Our Halibut Derby 13th annual starting on November 1st. So we're already booking spots for that.
Right on.
So that starts November 1st and we'll run through March 31st.
Awesome, Willie. Well, great report. Certainly some really good fishing to be had right now. And, man, I love it. Glad we got a nice piece of weather coming up in front of us again. And I'm sure this continued success there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Appreciate keeping us in the loop.
All right, thanks. And we're going to be out on the Fury tonight on that CCA Charter Challenge. So maybe I'll dial you up, Andrew, and we can chat on the radio there on the way out or something.
Yeah, give us a call.
That's awesome. Yeah. Willie, good luck, man.
Right,
we look forward to hearing it. We'll look forward to a report from you next week, hear how the Charter Challenge goes.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Willie, appreciate
that. Tonight, Willie.
That very much. Well, while we're waiting for Gundy Gunnish and our surf guru to line up, we got another text question that came through kind of on the lines of that Charter Challenge. And this one comes from Rich in San Pedro. Said he has a question for Captain Andrew. Being that you've worked in both areas, from a captain's point of view, what's the difference in fishing style between the guys from the from Orange County, L.A., and down to San Diego?
I would say the biggest thing is the whole offshore thing. You know, pretty much our customers here out of Mission Bay, it's pretty much offshore bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no ducking into the island and fishing for bass or yellowtail. You know, we're pretty much geared up to spend our entire trip offshore trying for some kind of a tuna or a Dorado or whatever we can come up with offshore. Whereas, you know, running out of Newport, you know, I was on the Thunderbird out of Newport Beach, Davy's Locker there for a few years. We're a lot more inclined to put our anchor down and try for some yellowtail, calico bass, you know, reds, whitefish, you know, whatever we can come up with.
Sure.
It is definitely two different animals. You know, it's the difference between the two is not, I don't want to say crazy, but it's you know, it's definitely a different crowd.
Yeah.
You know, like our people in Mission Bay, they want that opportunity for a tuna. They don't want to give that up for, you know.
And that's not a right or wrong answer, too. You know what I mean? Like, you always want to send somebody home with fish. I mean, I get that for sure. Like,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, and there are times with that attitude that you will strike out. But there's also times, I'm sure, when, you know, you would have bailed out for the last 2 hours, and that's when you found your school, and that's when you made your day. Like, there's no saying one's right or wrong.
No, and I think that it's just because we're all creatures of habit, you know what I mean? Because I carry a lot of the same customers in Mission Bay that I did in Newport Beach. But our people driving down the 5 to get on the boat in Mission Bay are planning on fishing for tuna and doing that as long as we're out.
Right.
Whereas, you know, up north, you know, they're a little bit more geared up to, okay, maybe we'll try for a tuna, you know,
totally.
maybe we'll do some bass fishing. It's just, it's more of, you know, the, how do I put it?
I think you said it perfect.
Yeah, the, just the, God, I don't know, I can't think of the word.
You know, honestly, I think the 50, 60 miles by water, being in San Diego, puts you that much closer to the most prolific pelagic fishery that we have on the West Coast, really.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
And being out of Newport, being 60 miles further away, I mean, it's just that much further away. And there are a lot of times that those pelagics push up that much further, but 80% of the time in San Diego, we're right here to the real deal, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Those guys in Newport, they get in on the action as well.
Totally.
They definitely get on the action. But
And all this fish around Clemente is like the great equalizer. Like,
oh, yeah.
Clemente's just sitting in that weird position where it's within, you know, 10 or 15 miles from anywhere you fish up and down the coast, which doesn't seem to compute ever, but it really is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And don't get me wrong. I could. There's been quite a few days where I could really go for a couple whitefish drifts.
I believe that for sure. Hey, Daniel, that's a great question. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Oh, let's do it. Let's talk to Dennis. Dennis calling from Linda Vista. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to the show this morning.
Okay, you did it. But Rogers will be back next year. We'll see you. That's definite.
Mandrew,
I have a question for you. I've been in a walker for the last couple of years. I'm doing better. So my mobility is a little off. But also I use a CPAP. I can't climb up those bunks and stuff. Do you make arrangements for guys like us that need it? And when the fishing gets a little slow, do you ever go in and get any rockfish? And if so, do we need to bring any squid?
You know, we very rarely do the rockfish thing. You know, the only time that we really ever do that is on maybe a longer trip, a 2.5 day trip or something like that. And we've had some, you know, real good fishing the day before, or you know, whatever it may be, or you know, what's going on that day, or where we're at. You know, if we're anchored up on one of the banks, Cortez or Tanner Bank, and you know, you could drop down there. But
you're going to fishing.
Yeah, I wouldn't lose sleep over not having squid or anything in the freezer if you're coming out with us. And as far as the CPAPs go, we definitely make accommodations. The guys up in the office do all the bunk, you know, they assign all the bunks. So if you do have a CPAP machine, maybe show up a half hour earlier or even put in a phone call. You can just call the guys at the office and they'll be more than happy to work with you and make sure that you have a bunk next to an outlet down there. As far as the mobility goes, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, you know, definitely check the weather. If it looks like it's going to be choppy and you're limited mobility.
Knowing the crew that you and your partner and you guys provide, like, the boat's going to go out of their way to make any accommodations necessary. I think that you just need to know about yourself. You know, you've been fishing enough. You know what you're going to be able to comfortably handle and not, and just assure yourself that the crew is going to bend over backwards as they always do to make sure your trip is as good as it can be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dennis, appreciate the phone call very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk to Gus. Gus calling from Burbank. Good morning, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys.
Hey, Gus.
Yo, yo. Hey, Gus.
I'm an older guy that's been kind of staying at home during this coronavirus thing, and I just want to know how has it affected your business?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we were shut down for a little over 3 months. That was
that didn't help things.
That didn't help at all. You know, we've accommodated, you know, a series of, you know, safety protocol, and, you know, had put the crew through some, you know, training and all that stuff, and the sterilization has been stepped up and the whole mask thing. As far as you know, being older and trying to stay away from the crowds and stuff like that, one thing that we've noticed is the full day trips have been very popular, because people have been able to avoid the bunk room yet still go tuna fishing.
Oh, okay.
So we've been doing quite a few of those, and then, you know, Ryan on the San Diego, our neighbor, you know, he's obviously, that's his game. But in that regard, the full day trips have been very popular this year for that reason, because, you know, guys can, like I said, still go tuna fishing and avoid the bunk room if that's a, you know, a major concern or there's a deal breaker, I should say.
How do you slide a full day trip into your schedule?
In between day and a half.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, which has got to be quite the turn and burn for you guys, but a cool opportunity to ride a boat like yours and get in on that fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, we do it whenever we can, whenever it's available. If we're not fishing too far, you know, there's certain times when we're fishing real far from home, and, you know, getting in at 4:30 in the morning isn't an option. You know, then it's not really viable for us. But when the fishing's close and you know, we have that little gap, we're always more than happy to fill it.
That's it. Good call.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Thanks,
Gus. Nothing better than riding a full day trip on the Pacifica. That's good times.
Yeah. You got it.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're at the top of the hour break. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Andrew in the Pacifica when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, MC Swimbaits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, United Composites, Shimano, and West Coast Marine. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year, with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot Find icons and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.